Yoga time. Yoga studios are prevalent in Tulum. At 9 sharp, practitioners dressed in loose-fitting clothes clutch their orange or green mats, make their way into the yoga studio, and begin exercises with the background of soothing music and the reassuring voice of a yoga master who has learned the same way on a bare floor in some distant part of the world. Yoga Shala is similar to many of the hostels here, a compound of thatched roof cabanas, most with shared bathrooms, limited cooking facilities, and wide open air porches for catching sea breezes and writing in notebooks in the afternoon. On the wall at the head of the outside stairs leading up to my second floor bungalow is a circle of painted yoga positions, each position taking years of work and concentration to achieve. Living without amenities grows on you. Doing simple things well is hard work. Learning how to breathe was never something I used to have to think about. At this point in our acquaintance, I'm not sure yoga and I are meant for each other.